heard testimony today regarding Senate Bill 56. It appears we do have some very excellent information back. It looks like this particular bill. Is there many changes?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing that I would say the committee really has to look at is to see, we have to get our people here and I'll go through the beneficiary portion one more time. But whether you can.
I would like, would you please, I think perhaps we do have some questions. I have one, I asked one before. If I take my dividend check, which is mine now, it belongs to me, right? The state has given it to me, isn't it? It does it belong to me or does it?
Well, it's a close question under the bill the way it's drafted. The bill cuts a fine line between, for federal tax purposes, the concept is that it's not yours, that you did not receive it. And hopefully with the front loading and the advice of the tax counsel that we hired, the theoretic analysis would be that no, you did not receive it, you received a right to receive it in the future, and that as a result you are hopefully not taxable on it in this year. But it obviously the annuity accounts are kept in your name, you have a balance, and it's more like your deferred compensation or your retirement account that it's in there.
But
and
there
it's
lies my question. If it belongs to me, or one way or another, and I have that money in my hand, and I elect to put it into an annuity over here, and for 15 years I did it every year, providing I have that money in my hand here, and I take that money and I put it into this annuity, and in the 16th year that I die, according to the bill, that money is distributed among the people in my age group within this annuity system in my age group. My question is, why does that not go to my estate or to my designated beneficiary as would an insurance policy if I put my money and buy an insurance policy?
If I back up for just a moment, when you say I have the money in my hand, any other money that you would have would be after-tax money. And so conceptually, you didn't have the money in your hand or you would have to pay taxes on it in this year. So that's a big, I'm sorry,
that's a very good explanation. But how do you explain that to that elderly person or the old-timers that don't give a hoot about that? They say, wait a minute, that's my money, I put it here, I want my kids to get it. How do you explain that in simple language to them in the bill?
I don't even think that it's, I'd have to talk to John Tillinghast and look at this, but I think that you could provide, I think it's a policy choice that the committee made and maybe it needs re-examining, whether or not there should be any death benefits if you didn't survive until 65. I think if you had the money just simply available like your deferred compensation to withdraw after a year's notice or something like that, then you would almost certainly be taxed on it in the year that you received the permanent fund dividend. It may be possible to provide for death benefits available to heirs or whatever and still not have the money available to simply withdraw it and buy a sailboat. But to do that without changing the tax status of the way the bill is right now. So that would be a policy choice for the committee.
It would appear to me, if I may, that if you take a person 25, 30 years old today, 35 years old, let's say, and he takes the dividend, he doesn't need it or want it. So he takes and he buys a annuity for his old age out here. If by the time he's 55 years old, he says, man, I'm hurting. I want that money back out of here. Of course that's going to be taxable. But can he get it?
No, not under the bill the way it is now.
So there's the position that we're in that I think the public is going to come unglued on because they think it's their money. And they can do with it and get it when they wish.
And the other side of that, of course, and there's a couple of reasons that the committee talked about and discussed. One of them is that the program is intended to replace the existing longevity bonus program, which is a retirement benefit available only to alive people. And so theoretically, in a sense, the annuity program fulfills that objective to make retirement, to provide retirement security for those people who do survive. Another consideration is that the people who don't survive, as the money is distributed among others in their age bracket,
why are we sitting here arguing? Why don't you just draw up a proposed amendment for us to look at tomorrow morning? Could you do that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of policy considerations that
all
have
right.
to be resolved.
Bring them all up and let us hear them.
Now
it just seems to me that it just seems to me that I don't get a chance to spend my money. I made that election. I'm not looking at the live end of it. I think that's perfectly in place, it seems to me. It's just those people that are not coming close to it.
I think that's simply, I'll talk with some of the other attorneys that have been working on this, but I think an amendment along those lines would not affect the other aspects of the bill.
Senator, you got to read this.
Yeah, the other thing, I think that if there is the tax question, if, depending on whether there is death benefits or not, and if they decide to use the annuity and have to pay taxes on that amount of money that they get, even though they don't actually have it in their hand, I think then that is going to meet with a bad response from the public out there also. So I think we sort of need to weigh this, and I think that's what she's saying to us, is that, you know, the public may say, yes, we want to have death benefits, but do you want to pay taxes on that money you don't have?
In other words, when you get it in and put it in there, and that, if you change the idea of it so that you're a contributor and it's money in hand that you have got and are putting it in there, then you're responsible for the federal tax on it.
Right, yeah. Is that a trade-off that people are going to want? Is, and especially if they can't get it until
they're 16. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too, it appears.
Well, everybody wants to have that. I understand that. Everybody wants to have that.
I do believe that in our deliberations that we have to, and I think we've got to keep it foremost, that we can put it in the language, in such a language that we can all understand the old timers and understand it otherwise. But
draft some of course tomorrow.
So could you have this ready by tomorrow for us? Okay, would appreciate that if you give it my committee.
Yeah, I think. Do I understand that the committee would like to see an amendment that provides solely for death benefits, not for
what the ramifications
of that
is?
Right, and an opinion on what effect
wasn't
has.
There something else we had to bring up to Carol? What was that other thing you said we should check on? I thought that we had another question.
No, I didn't have any other. But the lady kept asking what the formula was, and you know, it's something that I can't tell her what the formula is. It's something the actuary figured out.
Oh, yeah, well, the federal tax, we're taking that up in there too, right? An answer to that.
That's part of the federal tax question. Right. If there are other questions, I'd be happy to address them.
Are there any further questions from our attorney? Thank you very much for helping us. Is there anything further to come before the
Deborah has been
committee?
A staunch wheel horse.
I'm trying to conclude. May I get my words in? Are there any further things to come up before the committee other than the big, long speech? If hearing none, adjourn.